Greg Stepanich is a longtime music writer and founder of the Palm Beach Arts Paper. He says South Florida has a maturing classical music scene and points to Seraphic Fire, the New World Symphony, and the Miami Summer Music Festival. He says they all deserve national attention.
And it's harder to get that without a radio station that publicizes that and talks about that.
Stepanich says the sale of classical South Florida would leave the region without a dedicated classical broadcaster.
Well, betrayed is probably the first word that comes to my mind.
Richard Rampell is classical South Florida as treasurer and doesn't dispute the network was losing money, but he says the American Public Media Group arranged the sale without telling the Classical South Florida board or giving them a chance to find alternatives.
And not only me, but other members of the board feel like we've been double-crossed by the people up at American Public Media by selling the station out from under us.
In an email to WLRN, the American Public Media Group would only say that it, quote, strictly adheres to its bylaws and follows the appropriate notification sequencing. Neither APMG nor the Educational Media Foundation, the California-based network reportedly buying the stations, would comment on the sale. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.